Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us today on the Real Estate Podcast. I'm Todd Sumney, the Chief Industry Officer for HomeSmart International. Before we get started with today's episode, I want to take a quick minute and talk to any consumers who may have been forwarded this podcast by one of their agents or if a consumer stumbled upon this just on iTunes or Spotify or out there on the internet. We are talking today, this podcast is directed at real estate professionals, real estate agents, with the intent of helping them learn how to serve customers better, how to remove roadblocks or challenges that agents might be facing or that consumers might be facing, with the intent of helping more consumers buy and sell real estate and achieve their real estate goals. You're going to hear a phrase a lot during these podcasts. It's all about service, not sales. If you were to actually study the personality profiles of the real estate industry, realtors, real estate agents in general, the top agents across the industry all have a servant-oriented mindset. They have a servant heart. They have a service, not sales mindset. And the top agents in the industry are off the charts on the personality tests as having empathy, tons of empathy, and wanting to serve clients. The purpose of that, or why that helps consumers, is they are willing then to send information to you, to share data, information, show you properties, and without necessarily a promise of anything coming back to them in return. And so for us here at HomeSmart, everything is about focusing on serving our customers and helping our agents know how to do that. So anything that you hear today on the podcast, please know that that is the intent. Our goal is to help all of you achieve home ownership and to meet your real estate goals and for our agents to become better at serving you. Thank you for joining us today on the Real Estate Podcast. Point number four, or trend number four, is the trend of, or the opportunity to help turn renters into owners.
How about those renters who are living in our houses who are not paying rent? The millennials who are living in 25% of the households out there.
We need to help them turn into owners. We do. And if you look at the data, and I think also many of them have started to do research and they've understood this. This again is a graphic from Keeping Current Matters. It's from their Instagram account. Again, I urge all of you agents to follow Keeping Current Matters, subscribe to their service. They are all about sharing information with your consumers and your customers.
They really are doing a good job. We're not sponsored by Keeping Current Matters.
Nope.
We have no vested interest here at all, except that Todd and I do enjoy their information because it's timely, it's relevant, it's on point, and it's easily communicated. If I can look at their post and I get what they're saying within a few seconds, it's a good post.
It's a good post.
And so you got to communicate.
Exactly. So speaking of that, right here, what you have is you have two charts showing that a homeowner's net worth is more than 40 times greater than a renter's net worth. Or the average household net worth, same data, just put in a different type of a chart. A homeowner has $254,000 of equity and capital net worth versus a renter having $6,270 at the age of retirement. The point with that is that ownership of a home, real estate, does build your net worth historically. Again, if you go back to even 1906, 1908, I've heard some people talk about that. You know, real estate has historically been, with one exception, one time period in our life, has been a good investment that has grown and build consumers' net worth. And I firmly believe that. That's why I love the real estate industry.
Even still, that one time in our life, in the scheme of life, was short-lived.
Right.
It was painful, but if you could ride it out, you still made money on your real estate over time. You got out of it and you jumped back in at the bottom of the market and built it up. I think the point is saying that homeowners are 40% wealthier than renters is, it still takes time.
It does.
But you need to get involved.
Correct.
So we go back to what was it, point number one or two, which is buy real estate and wait.
Right.
Don't wait to buy real estate. It may seem like it's a horrible time to buy real estate, but it's not.
Right, according to the data. But that's where, again, you look right here. This is another Keeping Current Matters chart showing different income levels. And the thing that really speaks to me about this is five different income levels right there. And the equity is the largest portion of wealth for all of them, no matter what level of income they're making, which speaks again to me that homeownership is a wise thing, and we need to help more people that are renting purchase.
And I'm going to jump in here on this one, Todd, and just say, obviously, we're biased when it comes to real estate.
Right.
But ladies and gentlemen, that's our business. We should be biased. And if we are not 100% sold on the value of real estate, then we're missing the point ourselves.
Right.
And if we don't believe that, what do we need to do? Get out of the business. If you don't believe it 100%, then you need to be doing something else.
Exactly.
Because you got to believe. It goes back to mindset.
It does. Well, I try not to have a personal bias here on the podcast. I really do. And the data is what I'm trying to show. But I wish I would have bought more when I was younger.
Right?
I do. And I wish... you know, so.
And I too want to be unbiased. However, there is this undercurrent, from being involved in real estate for so long and believing in this business and loving this business and loving real estate as an investment tool.
Right.
I'll embrace my bias.
Yep. Well, now I'm going to get a little controversial here. I've heard some speakers lately, and I've been in some sessions with groups of agents where I've heard agents say, analysts say the following phrase, that some people think it's more important to help your children purchase real estate today than it is to help them pay for college. And it resonates with me that...
I can appreciate that
if
comment.
If we do not, again, home ownership is just becoming farther out of reach for some people and outpacing their increase in wages.
Right.
So at some point, we have to figure out how to help our children. I was speaking last week in Colorado, and again, and some agents came up afterwards and said, oh, it's so ironic you brought up this topic, because this is an exact conversation me and my husband have had. And our goal is we already... have three of our four children that own real estate, and we chose to help them buy real estate. And now that they own, they are in school, they are studying, but real estate was the priority.
I think it is a little controversial, because neither one of us are downplaying the value of an education.
Correct. Not doing yet that at all.
Yet at the same time, home ownership is so important.
Right.
If you're having a baby soon, maybe you start a housing fund
In
addition to a college fund.
Exactly. All right. So the next slide here, just to talk again, these all build on each other, right? They're just one point data point on top of another, but they together collectively, they make a strong message. There is a economist. His name is Elliot Eisenberg. He goes by the Bowtie Economist. Again, I would urge all of you to subscribe to Elliot, follow his tweets. One of my friends sent me this tweet the other day because Elliot does a tweet every day, 72 words, about the real estate industry, about consumers, about owning real estate. And this one was February 16th, 2023. It had to do with starter homes are in fewer supply than they used to be, meaning that the home building industry, not only are they not building as many homes, they are underbuilding. They are not building starter homes in the same ratio that they used to. So last year, or
land
the last
prices are too high.
The last
there's
number,
no profit in
well,
starter homes.
That's right. So the last right here, according to this tweet right here, during the just completed 2010s, starter homes averaged just 55,000 a year, or just 7% of new residential construction. So only 7% of new homes are starter homes. So again, let's look at that first-time homebuyer. Who are they? What's their demographic? Married couples, 1985, were the number one demographic buying homes. 75% of homes sold were sold to a married couple. 2022, that's dropped all the way down to 50%. Again, this is from the National Association of Realtors, their profile of home buyers and sellers. Single women in 1985 only purchased 11% of the home. Today, it's 19%. It's increasing and increased a lot. It's almost doubled.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And single men have increased, according to not very much more, but here, unmarried couples, only 4% in 1985, but almost 20%, 18%
That's a huge
in
increase.
2022. Yep. And then this other roommates, when you dig into it, in 1985, there were very, it was 0%, according to the chart, that were purchasing homes. Today, it's 5%.
Yeah, my one sale
What?
of the other.
You got it.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, that actually equated to
Right.
0%.
Right. Well, and that's but what's happening now, when you dig into what is that 5%, you have a lot of older demographic now that maybe they lost a spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they, for whatever reason, maybe they're just living by themselves, but they don't want to live by themselves, so they live with a roommate, but they both own. So if one person loses a spouse, another person loses a spouse, and they're purchasing a home, living together, but they're roommates.
This would also account for parents and children
Correct.
Buying a house together.
Correct.
Because there's a lot of homes being sold with guest quarters where mom and dad or mom or dad
Right.
Are living there at the house. And
Correct.
Maybe they put down the down payment or they put down the bulk of the money to buy the house.
Right.
And there's a small mortgage.
In Colorado, again, last week, one of the agents did a transaction. There were six parties to the purchase agreement, all family members, multi-generational, living together.
Oh, my. Not a vacation home.
No. A home to live in. And you know,
that's exciting.
So anyway, the point with this is that our demographics are changing,
right?
But the transactions are there. They're lower. We're down, but they're still, people are still moving. So a couple other quick things: median age of buyers. So 1981, the average age of the newer generation was 29%. Today, or 29 years old. Today, it's 36 for that millennial. So it's 7 years older that they're waiting longer to purchase. The average age of a repeat buyer, 36, has skyrocketed. It's almost 59 now. But again, the median age of home buyers for repeat buyers, 36 years old back in 1981. Today, 2022, 2023, it's 59 years old. So almost, 20 plus years older?
23.
So again, if you take all these different data points and you stack them all up and you look at them, there's some things that realtors should do, real estate agents should do to help their customers and to overcome affordability challenges in today's market. We're going to dig into these in future podcasts, but number one, expand your search area. Go wider, go farther. Drive till they can afford it.
Yep.
They're willing to drive, so just help them understand that it is available, and that's a great opportunity. Additionally, consider alternative financing options. You have down payment assistance programs, first-time home buyer programs. There's over 4,000, last I saw, researched the down payment or first-time home buyer programs in the United States. And out of those assistance programs, I want to say 60% are first-time homebuyer programs, but 40% do not require you to be a first-time homebuyer. So there are some amazing opportunities to help your customers with these down payment assistance programs, and our job is to help them search for that. Opportunity number five. I was talking to an agent last week in Atlanta, and we were talking about this very subject, about the housing market, and in her area, rents have just skyrocketed, and a lot of her sphere, a lot of her customers, the rents have just gone through the roof month after month, quarter after quarter, and they want to purchase. And one day she posted a post on Facebook, and she said, post in the comments below or direct message me or text me what you pay in rent. and I will send you properties that you can own for the same monthly payment.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, and I know for her area of Atlanta, she told me some of the rents that people were paying. And they were paying a staggering amount of rents, and they could purchase very nice homes. Or they could purchase a home instead of...
A home. That's important.
And here was the aha. Many of them didn't think they could. They're reading what's in the news, hence why I'm trying to share this data. You need to interpret this data as you interpret it. Please don't let my lens color your lens. But many of them had been reading the news, and when they look at the data that I just shared, they're like, wow, I don't want to pay rent anymore. I want to own. Exactly. And so she was inundated with the number of people that wanted to actually purchase homes. And I want to say it was upwards of 1,000 people on that one post that wanted to purchase instead of paying rent. And she was so busy. And then from there, with some of them, she shared down payment assistance programs, buyer assistance programs, first-time home buyer programs. Mm-hmm. Just to give a quick example here of some things that are available. This is a program called Home One from Freddie Mac. Just 3% down. No limit on number of financed properties. At least one borrower must be a first-time home buyer on the purchase, but it's available on the primary purchase, and that is a great program. A 620 credit score required. But that's a great program.
That is a great program.
And at HomeSmart here, we have Minute Mortgage. We have Equitable Title. Minute Mortgage does offer this program through Freddie Mac. They do also offer Home Ready through Fannie Mae. But when I spoke to Jen Folk, our leader of Minute Mortgage, the other day, she said, that's great. Tell them about it. But I also have a couple other programs which are even better depending on where they live and what part of the country. And her big advice was, get together with your mortgage professional on behalf of your clients. So if you're an agent...
Right, because these programs change often.
They do.
And new programs are introduced.
Right.
Some programs disappear.
Right.
Some are specific because they have funding available.
Right.
And so then they get pulled off the market, but there's usually something right behind it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But there's also your mortgage professional, they live in this world. They know all of the different products that are available. And it's for us being real estate professionals, we know our real estate industry, we know our neighborhoods, we know the process and the transactions and the pitfalls to look out for in the middle of a transaction, correct?
Right, that's why we're here.
But we don't spend 100% of our time in the financing world, what your mortgage professional does. So tap into, my message here is, tap into the expertise of your mortgage professional, get together with them, explain to them. One mortgage professional told me, they said, I would love, if an agent is working with 10 buyers, I would love to have 10 conversations with them because each buyer is unique and I can help each buyer in a different way. And so up on the screen right here, there's Home Ready by Fannie Mae, just 3% down. Creditworthy low-income buyers, 30-year fixed product, only available in primary residence, etc. But still a great program. Again, a minimum 620 credit score. These were just two examples of a young professional right now paying rent somewhere might not realize, wow, I only need 3% down. They might be thinking 10, 20% that they need down, and therefore they're just not even considering it. So then when she posted on Facebook, I can show you this, and then it opened up the conversation with each of those people about what financing options they qualified for. But she did a great service to her base because many of them opened up their eyes and were able to purchase. I want to take a minute and introduce all of you agents to Homes.com and urge you all to engage with Homes.com and explore the opportunities and value that they provide you, the agents, and our entire real estate industry. Homes.com is a different type of home search portal. They are completely dedicated to your listing, your lead, your commission, and they're the fastest growing home search website in the industry. Simply put, no other agent can ever pay to appear on your listings. So you can rest assured that all of the work you've done to get that listing will be rewarded when consumers contact you directly when they have any questions. In addition, Homes.com is the ideal place where you can invite your clients, as they have a host of easy-to-use and innovative agent-client collaboration tools. So you can be connected to your clients and not worry about other agents interfering. With comprehensive saved search, intelligent home recommendations, and much more, working with your clients on Homes.com is the premier experience for you and your clients. You're getting free leads already from Homes.com, and many more are sure to come as they ramp up their consumer marketing. Please make sure that you activate and update your Homes.com profile. It's 100% free. Homes.com is part of the CoStar Group of companies that has decades of experience running the most powerful real estate marketplaces in the country, like Apartments.com, that have your listing, your lead, as the heart of every business. Again, visit Homes.com to activate your free profile, or email therealestate@homesmart.com to be notified of upcoming Homes.com events in your area, or to be connected directly to your local Homes.com team. Trend number six, real quick, based on that. So you're talking about high demand. You just saw that from a moment ago, an agent posts on Facebook. I'm going to stop out of my PowerPoint here, and I'm going to go real quick out to keepingcurrentmatters.com, the live website. And this was just posted yesterday or the day before. And this headline here is about buyer activity is up despite higher mortgage rates. And so again, the real estate industry, it takes a while to compile all the data nationwide. So showing traffic up for the last 12 months here shows that it decreased last year, and it showed some return to seasonality. Remember years ago when we had seasonality, and maybe in December in some parts of the country, it got snowy, it got people are busy with family, and so transactions go down or showings go down, but then spring hits and the trends go up. Well,
right
here you go. Up on the chart, you see transactions going down from February of last year. It was actually high in March of last year. So March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, all declines consistently. But then it went back up in January. It went back up in February. I saw recently where I believe it's gone back up in March already. And so
our company statistics show that not only did showing activity go up, but pending sales, closed sales went up dramatically in March as well.
Right.
And we don't have the final April data just yet. Because we are very early May right now, but we believe that it's the same or about on par with what March was.
Right. But then when you look at it historically, you mentioned this earlier in the podcast, talking about, well, what about future years, 2018, 2019, 2020? Showing traffic is still higher today, even though we feel it is much slower, because it was a frenzy in 2021, a frenzy in 2022, right?
Yes, yeah.
And then it slowed down. It's like being in a speeding car doing 120 and you slow down to the speed limit of 65, right? But when you look at it in comparison, our showing traffic today in May of 2023 is higher than it was back in 2018, 2019, or 2020 pre-pandemic. Does that surprise you?
A little.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
it does. Feels to us like it's slowed down more. There were some other charts we were looking at where it was like, feels like it's 2010, like it's 2011,
well,
2012.
We were using an analogy several months ago that the market had just kind of pumped the brakes.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And then it went from pumping the brakes to a flat out stomp on the brakes, right?
Right.
And we're going 120 miles an hour on the freeway of real estate, and we just jumped on those brakes and we're skidding the tires.
Right.
Right? And right before we came to a complete stop, we let up on the brakes.
Right.
And it took off. But now the showing activity in 2023 has picked up quite a bit.
Right. Right. So the big thing to remember with all of this that we're talking about is some of this does have to do with inflation, and we will talk about this in future episodes, because everything is more expensive than it was a year ago, 2 years ago, right?
Right.
But it's in correlation with inflation, is what the charts and the data show, from what I can see. So going back here to my PowerPoint, one of the best things I just want to finish up here for HomeSmart agents is actually to what is our opportunity then? And our opportunity is to help more customers purchase, help more customers that are renters become owners. And one of the ways we can do that, the best ways we can do that, is share the HomeSmart client app with them.
What's that, Todd?
And so we have an app here at HomeSmart. Those of you HomeSmart agents, it is branded to you. It has your photograph, your name, your contact info. And what it does is it actually attaches you, tethers you to your customers, to your past customers, to your sphere of influence. And it really tethers you. Each consumer is only attached to one agent in the entire MLS. So one of the ways that you can do that as a HomeSmart agent, we all use our RealSmart Agent app. Often when I'm doing a live class, I'll be like, if you're an agent that does not have your phone with you, stand up, and no one stands up.
Right.
Everyone, they all,
Yeah.
every agent today has to have your mobile phone with you all the time. So our app, RealSmart Agent, is on your mobile phone. You just open it up. And basically from there, what you can do is just share the client app. So you use RealSmart Agent, but what you're going to do is you're going to share the client app with your customer. And what that does is that gives them the ability to do a couple things. I'll go through it very quickly here. They can search for property. They can find out how much their home is worth. They can get pre-qualified. They can make notes as they're looking at property. And if they do purchase with you, all their files and all their contracts and everything from the sale and from the purchase, they all stay inside the app. So for me, my urging right now is to the real estate professionals listening, HomeSmart agents, it's so simple. This is how easy it is to share the client app with a couple people a day with the goal of helping them buy real estate to serve them. You basically click the button that says share the client app. All you have to put in is first name, last name, mobile phone number, and their email. And then you can text it to them, you can email it to them, and then they receive a text. And the text basically says, right here, download my RealSmart client app. The client loads the app, and you, the agent, get an alert that says, Todd just downloaded your app. And then from then on, as they're searching, they're looking for property. I love the bottom of the app. It has home near me down at the center, down at the bottom.
Right, yeah.
Anywhere they're driving around, they can just hit that home near me button, and it'll pull up homes that are surrounding them. And the closest home that are for sale to wherever they are. And then from there, they can search, and you'll notice that many of the properties, they have a little heart next to the property, the price. And if the client clicks that little heart button, they like it, the agent gets notified they like this property in this neighborhood. So it helps the agents serve the customers. To me, this is a great way for us to serve our customers better. We can also create smart showings where you're going to go tour three homes. You punch in three different addresses. Because it's phone and GPS enabled with the phone, it actually will create driving directions from property one to property two, property two to property three, and it'll enable them to have a map, a tour, so to speak, and tell them how long it's going to take them. So I love the smart showing feature. I love the way it integrates with the title and mortgage process. So as they go through a purchase, it's going to have checkboxes on the different stages that they're at in the mortgage process. It's going to have checkboxes in the stages that they're at on the title process. So when documents get filed, closing packets are created, the app is following all of it. And the purpose of that is we're putting information at your client's fingertips. It's just a way of communicating to them more, helping serve them more. And then obviously this one I love. Right now we have an industry or a inventory shortage. We've been talking about it. So what happens when an agent who's using a RealSmart client clicks the how much is my home worth? From there they can get a home evaluation. They can see how much their home is worth. And the agent gets a notification that, hey, they're finally asking how much their home is worth. Maybe they're thinking about buying or selling.
So this home valuation, What's that based on? Is that based on comparable sales in the neighborhood? Is it totally automated? Or does it come back to me as an agent to complete and send to them?
Comes back to you, the agent, to complete and send to them.
Thank you.
Exactly. There's too much misinformation out there in the industry, and we're trying to combat that. We want them to get their home valuation from a real estate professional, that someone who understands the neighborhood really understands a true valuation instead of a random.
So it would be a smart estimate.
It would
be instead of something that sounds similar to that.
It would be a very smart. I wanted to take a minute and personally introduce all of you real estate agents to House Happy. House Happy is a comprehensive home concierge service that simplifies all aspects of home repairs, maintenance, service history, inventory tracking, and receipts, all co-branded to you, the agent, and from you, the agent, with your photo, your links, and contact info always highly visible. House Happy is designed to keep you top of mind, creating customers for life while effortlessly building and strengthening your relationships in your database, making you your customer's go-to agent every time. With House Happy, you'll be helping your clients and homeowners care for their largest investment through high-touch, white-glove home concierge service, a powerful custom-branded home app and website that tracks value changes, stores critical home-related data, and solves all home maintenance, repair, renovation, and moving needs. It helps you, the agent, stay top of mind for as long as your customers own their home with custom-branded service reminders with industry-leading open rates and alerts when your clients are taking actions that they indicate they may be in the market for selling, buying, or refinancing. I want to let all of you know I've personally used House Happy. I needed to have my pool cleaner repaired and all of the O-rings and the seals in my pump replaced. I went into my House Happy app. I filled out a few quick questions about what I was needing, and House Happy automatically contacted multiple pool companies in my area, and they sent me multiple bids, and I could choose which company I wanted to engage with. And I set up my appointment quickly, and they came and showed up, and the repair was phenomenal, and my pool has never been cleaner. I was able to actually track one of the bids when I was trying to decide which company to use. One of my neighbors, the van from the company that gave me the bid, was right out in front of their home. And I said, well, they're already in my neighborhood. My neighbor's using them. That's the company that I chose. So House Happy makes it so easy for your customers to manage their repairs. And on top of it, now there is in my profile and in my account, there is a record of the date and the time and what service I had done on my pool equipment. So someday I have a log of all of the maintenance items in my home and what I've done to maintain my home. So I love House Happy. I hope all of you agents will explore it, because you can start providing this to your clients and your customers as a closing gift and as a neat way to stay top of mind. Now, House Happy has an exclusive offer only available for HomeSmart agents. If you use code HOMESMART80, it will waive your $200 setup fee, and you'll only pay $20 a month to be able to provide this service free to your customers and clients. This discounted rate entitles you to provide active clients with unique closing gifts, as well as offer the platform to new prospects, past clients, and referral partners. So visit partner.househappy.com/homesmart. to learn more or get started today. And while you're there, don't miss their informative video for all of you agents. On top of it, you can also find House Happy inside of Real Smart Agent in the Agent Marketplace area on the left-hand navigation bar. And you'll also find that video for you agents in the Agent Marketplace. You can engage with House Happy on Facebook at facebook.com/househappyrealestateprofessionals. I do have one more quick little topic for all of you here today. Just want to talk about listing inventory.
Listing inventory.
So we're talking that you have an 8 million unit housing shortage.
Yeah.
one of the simplest things that you as an agent can do to help educate your client is to generate a mini neighborhood report. And the highlight up on the screen here says generate inventory that's not already on the market by generating mini neighborhood reports. And so the concept with that is that you're just going to show a screenshot of a neighborhood on a map view. You're going to show that same screenshot on a satellite view, and you're going to show how many homes are for sale, how many homes are for rent, and you're going to give them a little update of the activity that's happened in that neighborhood over the last 6 months. So what you see up on the screen right there is a realtor has put in an address of someone they sold a home to a year ago, and it's showing you various homes either for sale or for rent or maybe under contract already. But the bottom line is you only see, I think right there on the screen, what is it, 4, 5, 6, 7 homes right there on that screenshot, correct?
Right.
Watch what happens when you switch the view from a map view to a satellite view.
Ooh, I like that.
So visually when you see it, so for those of you just listening, we went to a satellite view and all of a sudden you see the hundreds of homes that are for sale or that are in that neighborhood in comparison to the number of homes that are for sale.
It feels more relevant to me because I see the golf course, I see the other amenities in that subdivision or in that area of town.
But for me, the actual address marker in that neighborhood, it shows easily 100 homes right there in that neighborhood, and nothing is for sale.
Yeah.
And across the street, there's all these homes, and nothing is for sale, or only one is for sale. So for me, you know, this is a great way. And what you do is you just send them a short little text. You say, hey, this is what's going on in your neighborhood. This is how many homes have sold in the last 6 months between this price and this price. This is how many homes are currently available. These are how many under contract. And then you do a map view, like you see on the screen right here. This is Modesto, California. And this is Modesto, California. Same day. I mean, isn't it staggering the difference between the map view and the satellite view? So the purpose of this is that there are many people who don't realize that their homes are in high demand, that there are people who want to purchase them, and there aren't very many homes for sale on the market. This isn't in every market. Obviously, you have to look at your local market. But for me, I call these mini neighborhood reports, and I recommend that every agent at least send one to every past customer, to anyone in their sphere of influence. Then they can actually send one to every homeowner in a neighborhood, and then send one to new leads as they come up.
So Todd, how do I go about using this? What app is this? Where do I go to generate this mini report?
Any agent can do this, and I don't use an app. I just go to the HomeSmart website, or if I'm a HomeSmart agent, I go to my agent website and I put in the address of my past customer in the HomeSmart website on my phone. If you're an Apple user, you press the left button and the right button at the same time.
Oh, so you're just taking a screenshot.
Take a screenshot.
I love it.
And then you hit the satellite view. Take another screenshot. Then you send them a text. You type out.
Todd, that's simple enough that I can do it.
You can do 10 of these a day. And you're taking care of your customers. You're helping bring inventory back on the market when people are looking and there is an inventory available. These mini neighborhood reports are just so easy to do. I urge agents to try to do 2 to 10 of those a day. Past customers,
brilliant.
Sphere of influence, farm a neighborhood. I know one agent in particular, 7 different neighborhoods that they went over in Florida, farming neighborhoods and just helping a lot of customers realize that their home's in high demand. They have equity in their home. They didn't know it. And then randomly that conversation takes place and you get a call and saying, hey, I got your text, I got your email, I got your notification, and I'm thinking about moving. So no joke, I want to end with one story. It was in Atlanta, and one of our agents in Atlanta had sold a home to a customer 2 or 3 years ago, and she lost touch with them. And because I was talking about texting and just staying in touch, no matter how long it's been, just reach back out and say, hey, I was thinking about you. And she sent them this little type of a text. She said, I got an instant text back that afternoon. She said, the home seller said, it's so ironic. My husband and I were just talking about moving from Georgia to Florida. And we were talking about you. And then you sent us this text. And so
Wow, that's powerful.
I saw her later that night at our awards banquet. And she said, I didn't think it would work that fast, but it worked. And so for me, these are eight trends, eight timely opportunities and tactics for agents to help their customers, to serve our customers. Again, trying to share information to combat maybe some of the falsities that are out there in the headlines. So, what'd you think? What'd you think about what we talked about today?
I think it's real. This is the real data that is out there, not sensational. I mean, yeah, we've got a couple of jokes here and there, and Todd and I banter back and forth
Right.
because that's what we do. However, this is real stuff, and you know, it was interesting. Also, recently, I mean, we talk about the market nonstop and what's going on and how agents can get more productive. And one thing that holds true in this market is that real estate professionals are making a living. It's much more difficult. But you see, we're not in the real estate business anyway. We're in the lead generation business.
There.
We don't get to call ourselves real estate agents until we have a buyer or a seller who's ready to do something. And so in the meantime, we generate leads. And
Exactly.
professionals, people, agents who have been through a down market before, you know, they're kind of sucking it up. And we've seen the memes on Facebook, and yeah,
Right.
that's funny, you know, but it really is true. And I'm not picking on any new agents. You can do this too.
Right.
And yet at the same time, there is a calmness and a confidence, you know, with somebody who's been through a cycle before, that just kind of stabilizes everything. And so, y'all got this. Just remember, you got to generate leads.
But it also goes back to the very first thing we talked about, which is the servant heart and
Oh,
the
yeah.
desire to serve our customers. And
Yeah,
the bottom
so
line
true.
is, no matter what is going on with the economy, there are people who are having life events. They have a job change. They have a family member who got sick. They graduated and they need to move out. They can't live with their parents anymore. So they need to purchase or they need to rent. But we, you know, have an opportunity to serve them and help them. And I go back to you helped those young kids at 18%, you know, buy real estate. You served them no matter what was going on in the market at the time. You found a way. And that's, I guess, my big message about this today is we have the opportunity. There are a whole group of millennials that want to buy. There are many renters that the rent continues to go up. There's homeowners that have equity in their home and they need to move from one place to another, maybe go take care of a family member. We have the opportunity to serve them and help them. And no matter what's going on in the market, we got to remove the hurdles, you know, clear the path and help show them the way.
That's it. We are here to serve.
You got it. Well, thank you all for joining us today on the Real Estate Podcast. This has been eight trends and timely opportunities and tactics for top producers and eight ways to help our customers buy and sell real estate. So thank you for joining us all today. I hope you found the information valuable. I'm Todd Sumney, the Chief Industry Officer for HomeSmart.
And I'm Rich LaRue. We'll see you next time.
Like what you're hearing on The Real Estate? Tell your friends about us. Tell them to check out all of our episodes on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and Spotify. And don't forget to send any topics you want us to tackle to therealestate@homesmart.com.